There are no suicide bombers in Louis de Bernier's latest novel. It's called Birds Without Wings and is set in southwest Anatolia during World War I and the last days of the Ottoman Empire. Issues of ethnic identity, religious fanaticism, nationalism, and tolerance play out in prose of the same heartbreaking beauty that made his earlier novel Captain Corelli's Mandolin a bestseller. De Bernier says the old empire got some things right.
During the Ottoman Empire at its best, religious toleration was compulsory. You know, you didn't have any choice. So people were forced to get on, and then generally they did. It all came to an end with the First World War, when at one point the Ottoman government turned on the Armenians. And that was the end of that.
It's not, as you suggest, as though there was a perfect peace in the Ottoman Empire. But they seem to have understood each other and tolerated each other and even really liked each other.
Yes, there were certainly friendships across the religious and ethnic divides. It was fairly common in the smaller places anyway, not necessarily in the big cities, but in the smaller places for intermarriage to take place, and the woman would usually take the man's religion. It was kind of illegal to do it the other way around.
But even the religious leaders in those days, I mean, you can hear the smile in your voice as you write about the two leaders of the Christian population and the Muslim population enjoying each other's company so much, but not wanting everyone to see it, so they would sort of go off and hide and talk the night away.
Yes, visiting through each other's back doors, which meant that they could sort of be friends in private, but without it showing in public. I think that kind of thing was quite common.
And the children, were they aware from the beginning that they were really of two different cultures?
I think they realized that they were of different religions, but I don't think they thought of themselves as being of different cultures. The Greek Orthodox Christians, as far as I understand, in that region, never really thought of themselves as Greeks until they were later told that they were. They just thought of themselves as Christians. And conversely, the people that we now call Turks were really only aware of themselves as Muslims.
Is what attracted you to this story that what to us today seems almost like the fantasy world nature of it?
Yes, I was attracted by the idea of people of great diversity actually getting along reasonably well and even liking each other. But this is by no means uncommon today. I mean, we have very mixed communities in some of our cities in England where people generally do get on very well and don't mind each other's differences too much. It's not as though I'm talking about an accommodation that's vanished forever. It still goes on in many parts of the world, in my opinion.
But there are so many places where in the last decade or two we've seen what had seemed to be perfectly amicable relationships blow up into a kind of hatred that is hard to understand from the outside.
Well, yes, it happened in Cyprus. I was thinking of that. And also I was thinking about the collapse of Yugoslavia, which was at one time a model country. It was suddenly ripped apart by demagogues exploiting religious and national differences. And it only takes a very, very small thing or one clever demagogue for everything to fall apart.
But this is such a peaceful place. The bigotry is what's missing. Somehow, though, it seems to be hovering somewhere in the neighborhood, accessible as soon as the moment comes that somebody says the word.
That's right, because it is so easy to polarize people who weren't even aware of their differences before. As I said, it only takes one demagogue to do it. It took a few in Yugoslavia, but it wasn't many people who managed to tear that country to pieces. And I think there is, in any religion, actually a sort of intrinsic or incipient danger, because most religions do claim exclusivity, don't they? They claim that it's only through them that you get to God, or you can speak with God, or get to heaven, or whatever. And it's when that claim to exclusivity suddenly becomes, I suppose, pushed forward as the most important thing, that people then feel they have permission to attack other religions or other ways of life. I don't know, if you feel that you've got God on your side, it sort of entitles you to commit any kind of atrocity you like, doesn't it?
You've chosen a subject and a place and a time that is particularly relevant today. The religious conflict is something that we read about in the newspapers every day. Do you look at this as a way of explaining what's happening today?
Not really, because I think this novel probably would have found some pertinence or relevance at any time in the last 150 years. I mean, I had been thinking about Cyprus being messed up, you know, when the Greeks and Turks there had been reasonably well integrated before it fell apart. And I was thinking of Yugoslavia. So if you'd gone back further, you probably could have thought of other things that it was relevant to. I wouldn't want people to think that this was a sort of, you know, a propaganda effort or whatever that was supposed to be terribly relevant to current events. I think the fact that it is relevant to current events is rather a coincidence.
Well, except that the flip side of what you're saying is that what's going on in the world right now is, in fact, not much different from what has gone on in the past 150 years.
Yeah, that's right. It seems that sometimes we're just going around in circles.
Do you ever wonder when you're writing a story like this, it's going to sound silly, but why can't people just get along?
Oh, you mean as Rodney King said? Did he say that famously after the Los Angeles riots? Why can't we just get along?
Yeah.
Well, the reason we can't get along is that people take their own ideologies and beliefs and religions too seriously. I'm sorry to say this in a country which is as religious as the USA, but I often feel that we'd just be better off without any religion at all. Like we're better off without communism. Because that was an absolutist ideology that wouldn't tolerate any differences, and it just led to economic and humanitarian catastrophe. I'm looking forward to a world in which nobody has any big ideas, nothing to fight for.
Louis de Bernier's book about the Ottoman Empire is called Birds Without Wings.